ClassicAirChecks.com.
Classic Air Checks.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Depend on WCBS.
Morning, I'm Paul Bernier.
And I'm Wayne Cabot. Good morning at 9:45, your three things to know.
Keep in mind for the weekend, they'll be closing down I-95 and Route 1 in Stamford, exit 9, 11 tonight. And for the next two weekends, diverting all traffic down the ramp so workers can put in a new bridge. There'll be gridlock. Should be open Monday morning, 5 a.m.
Today at noon, the MTA rolls out the first subways and buses that accept Omni. That's the system that lets you pay by holding your cell phone over a reader. It's going to be on the 4, 5, and 6 train and on Staten Island buses.
And number three, an earthquake in our New York radio landscape with the fade to black of WPLJ this evening after 48 years.
You really choked up about this, aren't you? Didn't realize it was going to hit you quite that hard. Well, as Paul recovers from that disturbing emotional impact it's had on him, we've been talking with some of the people who played a key role in the history of PLJ, including Scott Shannon and Patty Steele from CBS-FM. You guys have seen stations come and go over the years. We've all been on radio a long time. Why is it that we care so much about PLJ?
Well, that station had like a family atmosphere, and it also had a long, illustrious history in this city. I mean, it started back, you know, and John Lennon would come by the old PLJ back when it was a rock station, and Jim Kerr and some of the, you know, Tony Pig and some of those iconic disc jockeys, and Carol Miller.
Carol Miller, 48 years. And Scott and I talked about this on PLJ yesterday, that on the one side, there's the business of radio, on the other side, there's the art of radio. And usually you try to hope that they all work together. And in that case, they didn't work together anymore. And that's a shame.
I was in the unusual position to be against it when I first came to New York in 1983 and started up Z100, and I was the morning man against Jim Kerr. We used to make fun of them because I remember when they were a rock station, and all of a sudden when we went on, they started playing Michael Jackson. I go, what the heck happened to the rock station?
Right.
And then I wound up, you know, later on being there trying to put the thing back together that I absolutely beat the crap out of.
You called them WIMP, as I recall.
Yeah, we were pretty rough on them. And then
Larry
and then,
Booger.
Let's not bring all that up right now. And Patty and I spent 11 great years there together. I was there for 22, 23 almost.
I'm just grateful that you guys are still on the air together and we can hear you over at CBS-FM after all these years. And I'm grateful that we're WCBS AM and FM New York right now.
Right now.
That's a good time for us to go with that ID. Thank you.
Thank you. Scott Shannon, Patty Steele.
Live from New York, it's Shannon in the Morning on 95.5 PLJ.
As we update the ride here on WCBS 880 AM here at 9:48, is over to Jim Feldman.
And it is still
from the top of the Jones Beach Tower. You're listening to Big Apple Air Checks.
Big Apple Air Checks.
New York.
This is your little ray of sarcastic sunshine.
No. Yes.
Todd and Jane in the Morning.
WPLJ FM and HD1 New York on Cumulus Station.
95.5.
I promise that you'll never find another like me. I know that I'm a handful, baby. You know I never think before. And I promise that nobody's gonna love you like me.
And now it's time for everyone's favorite.
Please welcome Todd and Jade in the Morning.
Cool, I am so excited.
95.5 PLJ.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
If this were like most months, it'd be the last day. But then May just keeps going.
I love when you said yesterday, you're like, it's May the 38th. I felt that in my soul.
Right? Doesn't it feel like it?
Yes.
Good morning, everybody. It's May 42nd.
You know, though, we can't be mad because you walk into studio and there are balloons everywhere.
Right. Right.
Celebrating all these people getting fired. Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
Oh, you can't.
It's at least they're black.
Andy just saw them.
It's the penultimate Todd and Jade show, everybody, right?
Yeah, so there are black balloons, which are so fitting. Todd and I decided it's either a classy graduation party or a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all celebrating.
Fancy funeral.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Mm-hmm. We got a lovely day today, folks.
Sure do.
It's going to be partly sunny and humid. Actually, more thunderstorms later in the day. High at 75. Tomorrow it's sunny and nice, 78. Saturday, mix of sun and clouds, 77. Sunday, cloudy with a few showers around 73. 58 in Midtown Manhattan. Coming up this hour on the balloon-filled studio.
Yes.
What could go wrong when a mom goes on a date with her son's teacher? Seems perfectly fine. We'll find out. Blown off at 6:40.
Plus, you get emails from your boss, but do you get text messages from your boss? Should you even text with your boss?
No.
We're going to discuss this coming up at 6:25.
And there's nothing better than going to a summertime concert. Coming up next, we'll tell you why your next show will be a little bit more expensive. That's in 3, 2 and Todd and Jade in the morning. 95.5 TLJ.
Sing a song for the broken hearted.
Todd and Jane in the morning, 95.5 PLJ. Annie and Monk on the radio for 2 more days. Good news for anyone who likes paying extra charges for concert tickets. Live Nation has now started selling aisle seats as select shows. So there's a surcharge of between $5 and $30 a pop. But you know, a lot of people, I'm sort of one of them. I like to be on the aisle.
Yeah, so like on a flight. So you're going to get to choose your seat, like a seat map.
Right.
Which you do get to at a lot of venues.
No, you already do, but now you pay extra for the aisle seat.
Oh, right. So you can get out to go to the bathroom easier?
Different prices,
yes.
More premium seats. That seems normal.
What?
Doesn't that seem like what Ticketmaster does anyway?
No, but not for an aisle seat.
No, not for an aisle
seat. It's just a section. The section you pay, whatever, $75.
Right.
Now it's $75 for that section, but an extra $5 if you want to be on the end seat.
I guess they already were doing that to me.
No.
Even if you're in a crappy section and you want to sit on the aisle, it'll cost more.
I actually thought you
never did that before.
I thought you meant they were adding aisle seats. I'm like, oh, that's great.
No,
because sometimes on the MSG on the floor, remember we would see Billy Joel, there's a huge gap in those aisles.
Please tell me how you can create more aisle space. Like,
you know,
how does that work in your brain?
Folding chairs. So then when you got to go, you just fold it up or somebody's got to get by.
At the bring your own?
Yeah. Like they do at Bethel Woods.
Nah. Maybe you could do that outside.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? If you add more aisle seats, it's not an aisle on the side, on the right anymore.
You're actually in the aisle.
Then you're in the middle.
It might be a fire hazard, too, just throwing that out there.
I forgot about the fires.
How many people would get trampled if they're also trying to carry their chair while they're escaping from a fire? Leave the chair! Save your life! Leave the chair! Leave the chair!
Todd and Jade in the morning.
95.5
PLJ.
So clearly you got to deal with emails from your boss, but what about texting? Should you text with your boss? Discussion. Schedule for next. What about texting with your boss? Where do you fall down on this thing? Todd and Jay in the morning, 95.5 PLJ. They got a career coach says the first step is to check with your company, see if they have a policy on this.
Interesting.
It would seem kind of intrusive.
Yes.
You know, I would think.
Depends what your who your boss is, right? Depends if you have that relationship.
No.
No.
I never text with my bosses ever. Whoa, why'd you get all silent?
I don't know. I think we were just all absorbing what you were saying.
You got to have a conversation about it, is what the person who's coming down on this whole story says. And you got to have a conversation, agree to what form you're going to use. And if it is texting, you know, you got to set up rules. Like when you know, you're my boss, but you can't text me at 2 a.m. say, what you doing?
Hold on, though, because Anne-Marie over here is saying that's a terrible idea. She's never texted with any of her bosses, yet you give your phone number to every listener at every event we've ever been to.
That's different.
Our last boss you didn't text with?
Who?
Gillette.
No.
Really?
No. That's why when I called him recently about something, he's like, oh, you have my number? I'm like, yeah. I never text with our market manager.
Oh, you have my number?
Yeah. I never text with anybody.
Oh, you have my number?
I will tell you, though, moving forward, I'm going to change that.
I feel like I've texted with every boss.
Yeah.
Except for the most recent one. Which is fine.
Well, I do remember going back to, didn't you put one of our bosses sort of in a text, like, no zone? Like, you texted for a while, and then something went wrong, and
you know that because he came to you for counsel.
Yeah, so Jade and one of our bosses, they used to text all the time. You were very friendly. But
Gillette, just say it.
Yeah.
Not that anybody cares.
Not that anyone cares, but the boss.
Yeah.
And you had a falling out.
We did.
And he said to me, he goes, he's lost all text privileges. Sort of like someone who's like,
he's my child.
Yeah, he lost all privileges to text. So this guy, couldn't take a hint, would text JJJ, no answer. All of a sudden he walks up to me and goes, hey, is Jade's phone all right? I'm like, yeah, I think so. Why? He goes, I keep texting her. I never hear anything back from her.
Don't hear anything back.
You know, to his credit, though, after that, Todd, his next move was such a pro move, and I respected it. One of the reasons why I love him so much is that he went to the store and he bought a card when someone dies. What is it? I don't know why it's not
sympathy card.
Sympathy card. Yeah. Thank you. Jeez, my brain. Yeah, so he bought, it's like a sympathy card, and it said, I'm so sorry for your loss. And then you open it up, and he was like, basically, I apologize for killing our relationship. And I want to earn it back.
Wow.
So I thought that was kind of cool. It was very funny to get a sympathy card.
Did he restore the text privileges after that?
I think for a minute,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, good.
Actually, I should text him right now, just for old time's sake.
He'll be like, you have my number?
Yeah.
He really only answered the phone when his wife called anyway.
It's true.
During meetings.
Oh, God, can we please relive all of these memories?
Oh,
so good. Yes, the same boss, Gillette. It was like a year or two ago, and he would always answer the phone at 10 a.m. We would have a meeting.
Hey, baby.
That's also when his wife would wake up in California. So he would be like, hold on a second, in a meeting while we're having a conversation.
But wait, the best part of it is, though, it wasn't even a call from his wife. It was an alarm for him to call his wife
to wake
her up.
Right. It wasn't a phone call.
That's right.
He was in charge of waking his grown-ass wife up. And
I mean, it was half cute, half annoying, though, right? Because then he'd call her, he'd be like, hola, mija, time to wake up.
It was cute the first time, and then when it kept happening, you're like, it almost felt like, look how great of a husband I am.
I do
this every day. Where normally you would say, listen, we have the meeting at that time, so
right.
I can call you like a half hour later or a half hour earlier, but that falls right with it. No. Every time.
Todd, like, maybe change the time of our meeting to before or after
he
calls Mija.
Sure, you can do that, too.
You know? And by the way, Mija means daughter, so that was also kind of an interesting...
Oh, that's Mija. Weird.
That was creepy, yeah.
And what was it? It was like a James Bond? What was it? It was some sort of weird, like, really obnoxious...
Loud ringtone.
Ring. Yeah.
And you knew it. We all just sat there on our phones while he called his wife. Like I said, though, it's kind of cute. It just also was very inconvenient at the time.
But everybody works with people like that. I'm sure you got somebody in your office, if you're listening now, and you're like, oh, yeah, people have alarms for everything.
Oh, yeah.
And my daughter has an alarm. Her phone goes off probably 13 times a day with different alarms.
Oh, I do the same.
Things to do, and I'm like, Jesus, what's going on? What is it?
Why does it have to have
just
sounds?
A reminder.
Yeah.
It's a reminder.
But you look at your phone all the time. Like, I had turned off all the sounds off my phone. The only time my phone makes any noise is when I get a phone call. Other than that, like,
the air.
Yeah, the text. Well, yeah. How about when people have their text alert on? You hear the ding.
You don't
ding,
have that.
Everyone
ding.
Does.
Yeah,
like, everyone I know who has a phone
who
has
doesn't?
It on.
Well, and that's when you realize that it's not on silent. And you go, oh, I've seen Annie do it before.
Right, during the show.
Oh, during the show, turn it off.
Never.
By the way, if you want to join the conversation, 800-321-WPLJ, or you can text us to 95955.
The whole texting thing, I got in a little bit of hot water with, because I was texting with a corporate individual here at Cumulus about something that was work-related, but...
Resending nudes?
We're also friends. No, so, you know, of course, when you get a text from someone, it's not an official work...
Correspondence.
Yeah, sure, right. Of course.
So, you know, but I was also measured. But still, I said something derogatory. And, of course, this person reported it right back to the vice president.
What?
And then the vice president calls my agent, and this guy, what's going on with this? So I called him up, and I said, hey, I was texting with this guy. It was two people texting.
Right.
I thought it was between us.
Right.
You got nothing to say about it. Whatever I say in a text, it's none of your business.
Right.
None of your business. So you want to deal with me, you send me an email.
Right.
You deal with... But they
then that's official.
They blow it and then it's official. So the texting thing can get a little...
Wow.
You know,
get a little muddy.
Sketchy. Get a little muddy.
I've sent plenty of derogatory things on text to upper management. In a casual way. Like meme sharing and things.
Yeah. But that's different. Yeah. You didn't have any like arguments via text.
Right. You're not texting about work issues generally. Yeah. Mm. It's usually a quick question.
Right.
You know, texts are, hey, is this cool if we... Or... Did you hear about, you know, it's like you're not solving the world's problems at work.
Well, like to your point, though, that's a great thing to point out, the differentiation between if it's work related and there's in an email exchange versus, you know, text should be more casual and not really count professionally. But I've seen it count, though, you know, and make a difference.
Yeah, but
negatively.
My point was that this person and I have been friends for years. We're just chatting. And then he took something I said in a chatting text between us. And pulled it out and quoted me and went, and I was like this. But I didn't, you know, I wasn't embarrassed. I didn't back down. I called the guy and I said, no, we were texting, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Ask him. Tell him, well, you know, that's kind of a weird thing to do to a person when you're texting and then you pull out a quote.
I still think this is the quietest Annie has ever been in a conversation. You know, like you have we'll talk about the most random things, right? And Annie will be like, well, my cousin's friend knows a certain person who's like also got like a stomach implant or whatever. I don't know. So you always have something to add.
I wish I had half the stuff that happened in a text. Yeah.
Right? Isn't she eerily quiet? There's something going on over there.
Oh, you know. Oh, come on. Come on.
Let's go to Bayonne. We got Chris on the phone. What up, Chris?
What's up, guys? It's Chris from the St. Patty's Day party a couple years ago.
Yes, hey, Chris. What's up, my man?
What's going on? What's going on, Monk? Hey, you going to do another Stump Monk tomorrow, last one?
No, we're not going to do anything.
Oh, else, the so. Stump Monk? I forgot we did that.
Yeah,
that was a good thing.
The thing. No.
Well, first off, I want to say goodbye to all you guys. I can't believe this is going down.
I know, us and, too.
And I just want to say thank you again, too, for I couldn't go to the Monday Night Magic when I won, and you guys let me come to the beer brunch, and we had a great time. Me and my wife.
Oh, good. Aww. Well, we had a good time with you. It's been really fun getting to know you, and we appreciate you listening to the show.
No doubt. I'm caught up now because I drive a garbage truck, and I start at 1 in the morning. So I normally take a break, say, like 7 or so, like for a lunch break, and I take a nap. But I always set my alarm, and it's an annoying alarm. I set it for 7:38 to wake up right before Blown Off comes on. So I wake up, I listen to Blown Off, and then if it's a repeat, because me and my partner have been listening to it for years, if it's a repeat, he starts making fun of me with my alarm and rubbing my eyes, and then it's a repeat, and he just makes fun of me.
That's funny.
Well, what are you going to do now? It's 7:38.
I don't know. I have no clue what
sleep
I'm going to do.
It. You can finally sleep.
Todd and Jade. Todd and Jade. On 95.5.
PLJ.
You meet someone you really hit it off with. You think there could be a potential future with this person. And then out of nowhere, they just stop calling you. They don't text you. They don't answer your phone calls or text messages. You've been blown off.
And you know, Jade, in this day and age, there's a lot of interesting ways you can meet someone. Kathy actually met a guy through her son. She's going to tell us all about it. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I got to hear this. You met him through your son. Is he your son's friend? How old is your kid? And good for you, by the way.
No, he was my son's teacher, and he was an amazing teacher. We flirted throughout the school year whenever we'd see each other, but, you know, we just decided for the sake of my son, it wouldn't be a good idea to date while he was still his teacher.
Okay.
So at the end of the school year, we spoke and decided that we should go out for dinner. And I thought we had a great time. I mean, we really, all that flirting led to a really fun dinner, I thought we covered a whole lot of topics, and we seemed to have very similar thoughts on things, and, you know, there was no tips or anything at the end of the date, but I was sure there was going to be a second date, and I haven't heard from him since.
Hmm. I'm disappointed, Jay. Didn't you want to say, ooh, after dinner, did he teach you a lesson?
Yeah. Yeah, did you do any of that role play?
No.
Oh, you sound very offended.
I mean, I would.
Oh, okay, there we go.
All right.
So how long has it been since you've heard from Craig?
It's been probably 10 days. I've sent him a couple of text messages. I'm hearing nothing. I feel like I'm one of those kids that's being... What do they call it now? Ghosting?
Yes.
There you go. Very good.
Yeah, you've been ghosted, Kathy.
But why?
Maybe he went away on summer vacation. Maybe he's got a second job.
Sure.
Should be busy.
Maybe he dropped his phone in the water, and that's why he can't write you back.
Right.
Well, that better be what it is.
So your son no longer goes to this school, right? You won't be running into him at all?
Exactly. No, my son is going to middle school, so no.
Well, good thing he wasn't one of your son's friends, like I suggested earlier.
Exactly.
Entirely different conversation.
We'd have law enforcement on the other line.
Yeah.
All right, Kathy, you cool to hold on a couple of minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Next, in 3 minutes, we'll try to get Craig on the phone, find out why he's blowing off Kathy. It's Todd and Jane in the Morning on 95.5 PLJ.
Chill out, what you yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before.
After the first date, someone's getting blown off.
And we're about to find out why.
Time for the Scunthy, Todd, and Jade Blown Off. 95.5 PLJ.
Kathy met Craig through her son. Actually, he was the son's grammar school teacher, and then he moved on, so he's going to middle school. So they're like, hey, now we can date. It won't be awkward with the son. They had a good time, Jade. They went out for dinner. It was amazing, according to Kathy. No real sort of love chemistry at the end, but she was hoping for, at the very least, a second date, and he's just gone ghost. He's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, it's been 10 days. Almost 2 weeks the guy hasn't even given her a call or a text message. Nothing. So something clearly went down. Kathy, how you feeling about getting Craig on the phone?
Go for it.
Okay. We're going for it right now. The phone's ringing. Hang on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning. Is this Craig?
Yeah. Who is this?
Hello, my name is Jade, and Todd is on the phone also. We have a show called Todd and Jade in the Morning on 95.5 PLJ.
Okay.
We have great news for you, Craig. There's a girl who has a crush on you, and we are hoping to hook you up.
You actually know her. You've been out before. Her name is Kathy.
Why did she get in contact with you?
No, we just absolutely figured this out on our own, and we figured we'd call you.
So what do you say? You want to go out with her again, or...
I'm going to have to gently pass on that.
Gentle pass.
Maybe not so much.
It's a gentle pass.
Yeah, what is it versus
we just experienced it.
Versus a rough pass?
Hard pass.
Yeah, because, all right, here's the thing. When we went out to dinner, all right, everything was cool at the start. We were having a great conversation. We had a lot in common. But we started talking about past relationships, you know, and she started talking about her ex-husband. And let me tell you, she has so much, I don't know, just built up anger and hate for this dude that it really surprised me.
And she clearly was excited to share that anger.
Yeah. She was going on and on and on and on about this guy, and she's making this guy sound like Hitler, you know? I can't imagine being in those crosshairs. Like, whatever this guy did to get on her bad side.
Well, don't do to me what he did. He was horrible to me.
Craig, that's Kathy, as you probably guessed. She's been on the phone this whole time.
Why would you be so offended by me talking about my ex? I mean, that wasn't even the half of it, what I went through with him.
Yikes. See, it's already starting, guys. It's already starting.
Yikes.
Listen, I don't know if it's something that you need to work out with him or if this is something that, you know...
We are divorced. I don't speak to him anymore unless it involves our child.
See, the thing is, though, we were just on a first date. And you know, to start with that, that kind of visceral anger just talking about your ex, like... you could have eased me into it, if anything. Like, maybe save it for the third, fourth, maybe fifth date, that sort of thing.
Are you going to mention that you're the one that brought up, let's talk about our exes?
I thought that, you know, that would be a nice icebreaker, you know.
That's a terrible icebreaker.
Terrible topic.
Apparently so.
Well, you kind of set her up. I mean, that's an entrapment. Let's talk about our exes.
Well, I had some stories about some of my exes that were lighthearted, kind of funny. You know, I'm still friends with a lot of them. And this was the first one out of the gate. She just railed into this guy. And it's like,
I just don't have anything lighthearted to say about a guy who slept with all the other women in the neighborhood.
Hmm. I respect that, but in my life,
which part
really
do you respect? The fact that he was able to sleep with all the neighbors?
That's something to respect.
Participants have agreed to tell their stories in their own words on the radio. No one has been coerced, cajoled, or compensated.
Brought to you by Scunsy. Scunsy hair accessories make every day a great hair day. Check out another Scunsy Todd and Jade blown off every morning at 7:40 on 95.5 PLJ.
Todd and Jade.
95.5 PLJ. Right now, traffic.
So most of the traffic getting into the city, a disabled truck for the George Washington Bridge will slow things down 45 minutes. And then if you want to go into the Lincoln Tunnel, Holland Tunnel, about 30 minutes for both of those. Looks like it's going to cost you time if you're trying to get onto the New Jersey Turnpike, if you're going into Interchange 14, and we've seen a little traffic for the Route 3 ride going into 495 as well. Nothing on the island out of the ordinary except for the Southern State with a westbound accident, exit 21, the accident over on the side. This one by Account Temps. Account Temps, don't let summer vacation slow down your important accounting and finance projects. Whether you need help for day, week, or month, Account Temps provides highly skilled temporary professionals with skills you need right when you need the most. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company. I'm Christina Lang with Todd and Jade on 95.5 PLJ.
Trending now, sponsored by JCPenney's Summerific Sale. These deals are hotter than hot. Get 50% off select shorts and tops for the family, and up to 50% off select home items. Plus, save even more with your 20% off coupon waiting for you in the JCPenney app wallet. Catch the sale now through Sunday. JCPenney.
Todd and Jade in the morning.
95.5 PLJ.
Something in the way you roll your eyes takes me back to a better time.
95.5
PLJ. First things first, I'ma say all the words aside.
You turn me on, you turn me on, believer, believer.
Todd and Jade.
95.5 PLJ.
Here's what's trending now.
So I'm sure you saw the reports of Kit Harington, also known as Jon Snow from Game of Thrones, all over yesterday. It was on all the evening news about him going into a rehab center, actually pretty close to us. It's in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And they say that this is like the Rolls Royce of rehab centers, the facility where it's a 30-day stay costs up to $120,000, offers a private chef, a fitness studio, massages. Nice. And is offered to only 3 clients at a time and includes all one-on-one services.
I got to start a rehab center.
Mm.
That seems like a cash cow. Well,
you might need to go to one. But
well, do what
yeah,
you know.
Maybe I'll stay there.
That's what they say. Do what you know.
Crazy.
I walked right into that one, didn't I?
And this is just the best news yesterday. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, but Alex Trebek, his cancer is approaching remission.
Oh, that's great.
Now, you know, he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and most people know that's usually a death sentence.
Possible?
I know. Yeah. And they said they shrunk his tumors by 50%.
Awesome.
He said he's still undergoing treatment. He's been wearing a wig, which, by the way, you can't even tell because he mentioned all. And he's really, to be honest with you, I was very impressed with how much he really opened up personally about how he's battling like depression. He's like, you know, chemo hits people differently, and for me it makes me really sad sometimes.
Yeah.
And I cry, and I was like, Alex, you're back. I've never seen you go
off script
of the show. So, you know, it's good he's bringing attention to this terrible disease.
His doctors are shocked.
They said they've never seen this before.
Yeah. Really?
Hmm? Yeah.
That interview he did was incredible, talking about how, you know, that he's had a wig this whole time. Yeah. And my mom goes, I knew it!
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he said that he had better hair days a lot of the time that he's ever had, you know, with the wigs.
Of course.
But he just wanted to still go to work.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And just, he seems like such a good human, you know?
He is. And we're happy for him. That's great.
Absolutely.
And Uber will start booting riders with low ratings. Did you hear about this? So starting yesterday, the ride-hailing app started giving the boot to the worst riders. So Uber's head of safety brand initiatives wrote in a blog post, "Respect is a two-way street." and so is accountability. While we expect only a small number of riders to ultimately be impacted by ratings-based deactivations, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Never mind serving the customer no matter what, or the customer is always right. Now, if you give us a bad review, we don't give you a ride.
You're on your own.
That seems good. 2019, baby.
And by the way, you could get your PLJ t-shirt at PLJ.com. 48 years, all the logos, one shirt. Shop that and other goodies at PLJ.com, and that's what's trending now.
I think you can buy Annie's desk on there.
Really?
You can buy so many things. Yeah. Chapstick.
Yep,
what Annie's else can desk. I put for sale?
Ariana Grande ears. Yep. You can buy all that.
Yeah. All the wreckage. Did you buy something you really wanted but regretted it later? Hey, I should have read this. I should have pre-read it. Maybe it was a radio station. I should have read that before. 800-321-WPLJ. Coming up next, we'll tell you about someone who really regrets the car that they bought. That is
Radio's
next.
Greatest hits of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. All right here on aircheck.com.
From the top of the Jones Beach Tower, you're listening to Big Apple Air Checks.
Big Apple Air Checks.
New York.